Good afternoon on this fine, fabulous day. Hiya, bud. How you doing? Where's Rosie? Day off, huh? So you're manning the desk all by yourself. Way to go. All right, Captain, how's it feel being in the head chair? Come on, I'm funny and you know it. How's it going? Good, good. Yeah, already dropped off my books in the deposit slot, but, figured I'd pop in, say hi. Nah, not today. Can't really stick around too much. Today is an editing day, so I'm, locked at my desk. Going through videos, research, all that stuff. Figured I needed a break, so I came over here to stretch my legs. A little bit of a dumb question, but busy day? Yeah, figured. What? No, I'm not in a rush. For you, I've always got time to chill. Trust me, my eyes are still vibrating from the blue light, so I'll take all the time I can get. Oh, you keep saying that, but I already own a podcast. Putting glasses on top of the mix, I'm good. Well, yeah, no one can see me when I'm in the podcast, but that's not the point. It's the principle of the matter. I've got a very specific aesthetic, and thick-rimmed blue-light glasses do not work. I'll take care of myself when I'm dead. I mean, I might be a little more inclined to listen to you if somebody had let me get a channel mascot. Yes, I'm still testy about it. He was so cute. With a little scrunched up face and a little tail, he would have been perfect. But no, you said I had to be responsible with my money. What kind of friend are you? A real friend would have enabled me to waste all my life savings. Mm-hmm, and that is why you're still a traitor in my contacts. Yeah, I'm fucking serious. Hang on, you don't believe me? Look. There. Right with that stunning profile picture of you shoving a baked potato halfway down your throat. Listen, it's not my fault that you make for great candid shots. Listen, I'll change it if you want, but you still have my profile pic as me having my ass hanging out of the truck when I tripped. Uh-huh, we'll call it even, okay? Deal. So, what you been doing? Studying. What? What do you have to study? Oh my god, don't tell me Rosie's making me memorize the Dewey Decimal System. Well, yeah, she would, because that shit doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Listen, I literally studied fake languages, and that shit is as fake as it comes. I'm serious, it's bullshit. Oh, God, she fucking loves it, doesn't she? No, that's fine. Everyone has their flaws. We're only human. Yeah, you're right. I should probably wait till she's actually here so I can make fun of her. What? I do not annoy her. Rosie fucking adores me. Okay, yeah, I have no evidence to back it up, but I've got a theory. I think I'm secretly her favorite. She's just not very in touch with her emotions, so she doesn't know how to express that. It's a very common problem. I meet people with that situation all the time. And obviously, it has nothing to do with my very bold and vivacious personality. I told you, I'm fucking hysterical. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure, ask away. I have an entire podcast and YouTube channel, potentially Twitch streaming channel, centered around magic, so yeah, I'm into it. Why do you ask? Um, If I'm being honest, that's kind of a hard question. Well, it's not hard. It's just, you know, it's just not like cut and dry. Like, okay. Do I believe in magic? Yes and no. I mean, obviously the answer is going to be yes, but it's not yes unconditionally, if that makes sense. I mean, obviously I wouldn't have made a podcast about it if I didn't, you know, believe it. But there's always stuff that, you know, for the internet, you gotta kind of amp up a bit. When it comes to magic, it's, well, it's... magic is more than just the glittery spells and the magic wands. It's, you know, everywhere. It's in nature, it's in humans, it's in the stories we tell each other and the ways we explain the world around us. I mean, magic is kind of in a broad term, you know? Like a butterfly coming out of its cocoon for the first time, going from a little caterpillar to this beautiful thing with wings. It's that's magic. Or a baby being born. Or, you know, that moment when a kid sits by their grandparents' knee and listens to them tell stories about, you know, their family and their history and their culture. That's magic. Ooh, or a person who finally discovers the passion, the thing with them that really clicks, like that moment where they know, you know, like when a goal is first kind of brought up in your head, or when an identity is first realized. All that stuff I consider to be magic. All the stuff that makes us complex and different and makes us human. And when you start to kind of think about that and just how big the world really is, how much just the smallest thing can make such a huge fucking impact. I mean, in a world that's so complex and vast like that, something like magic doesn't seem that far-fetched, you know? I mean, if humans can do the things that they do, then I got no reason to believe that there isn't more out there we just haven't discovered yet. And now, would I like to believe that all magic is real? The vampires, the magic that you can control fire and all that shit. I mean, obviously, yes. And I'm more than happy spending the rest of my life looking for it. But I'm also just happy seeing the small things in life as their own kind of magic. Now, that's gonna stay between you and me, because if you repeated any of that to my subscribers, God only knows what would happen, and I kind of need that revenue. But, yeah, after that very long-winded explanation, I do believe in magic. And I like learning about it in whatever way that I can. Why do you ask? Hey, no, it's okay to just be curious. I mean, I made a whole fucking living off of it, so I can't judge. Another question? All right, I got an answer. Shoot. Oh, now you are speaking my fucking language. All right, if there was any fantastical creature that I could beat, not in a fight, but just like defeat, vampire. Yes, I'm fucking serious. Vampire, 100%. Okay, yeah, maybe not like physically. The fuckers can stop bullets, but just head to head. A vampire's main way to victory is through control, and that shit's through eye contact. Going up against that, that is an Abigail victory guaranteed. And you wanna know why? I got a secret weapon. You wanna know? You really wanna know? All right, here it is. Foolproof. 100% victory every fucking time. Anxiety. I haven't made eye contact with anyone in fucking years. Listen, you wanted my fucking answer? There you got it. And I mean every fucking word of it. I could be any vamp with that superpower. Easy. All right, you fucking non-believer. What about you? Who could you beat? A dried up bullshit. If I can't beat a vamp, there's no fucking way that you could beat a human spider hybrid. Oh, I got several reasons. Reason number one, do you know how many fucking legs that thing has? That thing could kick you to next century Sunday. Reason number two, it doesn't have a fucking blind spot. You wouldn't be able to sneak up on it no matter what you did. Reason number three, I'm gonna...